So, ever since I became a vampire, it's been super important for me to go back to school, but I don't see much of a point in paying attention. I can learn any time. I literally have a lifetime ahead of me. I want to be bad, though. I want to practice my vampiric abilities on someone. How can I truly know if I've ever mastered it if I never try it out? So, there's this boy I've been keeping notes on, I guess you can say. He's shy, and nothing in particular makes him stand out, but I have a feeling he's quite susceptible to hypnosis. I know it sounds silly, but I want to make sure I get him to myself to try it out. There's a project coming up right before the end of the semester. The teacher was splitting us up into groups, but I noticed I was matched with a girl. So, I may or may not have done a super simple hypnotic spell to get her to change it to his name. And now he's coming over to my house to figure out this presentation together. I couldn't think of an easier way. If I asked him to come over directly, it would have put him on edge, and we wouldn't have been able to get to the good part. So, like I said, I have kind of been bad and want to continue. Oh, hey, I'm so glad you could make it. Let's go up to my room. You can sit on the bed. I don't bite. Not yet, anyway. It's just a joke. I'm jesting. I know we don't know each other that well, but it's really nice to get a chance to. This project doesn't look too difficult. It's just a question on what we write about. Since it was a psychology assignment, may I suggest hypnosis? It's kind of interesting when you think about it. You're quite vulnerable and under someone's control. Think it interests you enough to write about it? What do I know about it? Well, why don't I show you? It's kind of goofy, but well, there's no harm in trying, right? Sit up straight on the bed, and I'll do the same with my legs crossed. I kind of have to lean in close to you, so you'll have to forgive me if I'm in your personal space. Normally, you have some kind of pendant or something to swing to keep your eyes on, but instead, I want you to look into the darks of my eyes. In the pupil, you don't have to be embarrassed around me. Just stare into them. I'm going to ask basic questions. Don't think about them too hard. Have you ever been hypnotized before? Have you ever felt you're in a trance-like state? Are you interested in being controlled? Are you interested in not having to think deeply? What would it be like for you to give in to me? Just for a little bit. Then you realize what a relief it is to take that mental weight off your shoulders, to achieve escapism with me. Remember a time where you weren't in control, such as being a child and having all your problems taken care of. Every time you breathe in, you can let go and instead listen to my voice. Follow my every word and given to a trance-like state. You can hear me, feel my presence, but nothing else matters. You eagerly await my command. Just pretend I'm in complete control of you right now. Sooner or later, you might want to give it up to me, just for a moment. Did I do it? Is he hypnotized? Maybe I should give him a command. Would you like to lie down on the bed, your head on the pillow, and legs out? To relax. Oh my god, he actually did it? It worked? I can hypnotize people. I don't know how far this can go. I've never had complete control, just suggestions so far that worked out in my favor. But complete control of the mind and body? I've always wanted to try human blood. Is it wrong of me? You're a very kind person. If a situation ever came up where you could help someone with little cost to yourself, would you do it? I'm gonna sit up on top of you now. What if that person I've never tasted anything like this. My god, I need so much more. I can't believe I've missed out on this my whole life. Your blood really isn't the same. Now it all makes sense. Those months that I studied and looked up her history, I couldn't figure out what the point of a thrall was, since it's so easy to harvest animal blood. That explains why vampires with hypnotic abilities survive so much longer. And it's so easy. We can have a living, walking blood source for us the entire time.